Time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called steady to $1 per hundredweight lower on ample supplies for the current level of demand and concerns that wholesale pork prices could erode further. Terminals are called steady to lower, tops from $40 to $43. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, November 28th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,686. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51 to $64. The weighted average was $59.74. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.35 to $51, the weighted average $49.13. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $22,279. The base price range was $51.50 to $65, the weighted average $61.65. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.74 to $52.50, and the weighted average was $48.44.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Solig.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. We do have some weather to talk about across the U.S. Midwest that will impact, any travel across the area. Livestock producers will also be under the gun to keep their animals on the warm side of things, but mainly across the northern plains. And there's also a potential for some snow that could pile up into a several-inch band across the portions of the plains and the Midwest. Generally, the weather in South America is turning nice or decent for farming reasons. They have scattered showers across about 75% of Brazil's grain, oilseed, and cotton areas yesterday and early this morning, with rainfall reaching up to an inch and a half in the Paraná region, about three-quarters of an inch elsewhere. Rio Grande do Sul was the driest state in the nation, and high temperatures mostly in the mid to upper 70s and lower 80s, except in southern Brazil, where they did reach into the 80s and lower 90s. Rain is still expected to impact most of the nation at one time or another during the next 2 weeks. Sufficient rain should fall to support most crop and farming needs. A close watch will be necessary in far southern and some central west locations, where the soil moisture is still running a little short, and there does remain some potential for restricted rainfall in that region. As far as Argentina, a few lingering showers occurred in the Santiago del Estero region, southern Buenos Aires yesterday. Resulting rainfall was around two-thirds of an inch in Santiago, with about a quarter inch in Buenos Aires. Coverage nationwide was around 15% of the nation's crop area, leaving most of Argentina dry, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. And a few 80s were noted in the far north. A favorable weather outlook will remain in place over the next couple weeks in Argentina. As far as other areas that are in their growing season, India, mostly dry weather occurred yesterday. A few random showers occurred in the central and far south, but resulting rainfall was not very significant. Temperatures remain mild to cool in the north and warm in the south, with readings varying from 70s and lower 80s to the 80s and lower 90s in the south. Continuation of random showers will occur through the weekend across southern India, and a few spotty showers possible in the north. The most significant weather feature of in the next couple weeks will be a tendency for frequent drizzle and rain across northern India. The precipitation will be most significant early to middle of next week, and possibly again in the week of around December 10th. Most wheat areas should be impacted by the rain at one time or another, and that should translate into improved crop establishment and production potential. As far as China goes, rain was reported yesterday in southern Zhangji, eastern Sichuan, and the western Hubei region into Hunan and Guizhou, where amounts ranged up to a third of an inch. A few showers also occurred in the interior far south. No rain occurred elsewhere, including in the North China Plain. Temperatures quite cool, staying below freezing in northern Yellow River Basin and in the northeastern provinces, while varying in the 40s and 50s in most other areas. Little or no significant precipitation is expected in eastern China's main winter crop areas through the weekend and into early next week. Now back to the United States, where we briefly touching on some of the weather out there in the west. Cold weather prevails throughout the region, accompanied by snow in central and southern Rockies and parts of the southwest. Frost and freeze advisories posted as far south as California, with temperatures near the freezing mark. Further north, much of the northwestern winter wheat crop has shallow protective snow cover. Across the plains, a band of light snow stretches from Colorado through Nebraska, while very cold air continues to pour into the region. A shallow to moderate snow cover blankets winter wheat in Montana, where the morning temperatures fell as low as 20 below zero. The remainder of the wheat crop has little or no snow cover, although readings to near or below zero were confined to South Dakota. The Corn Belt showers returning to the eastern portion of the region, where producers are attempting to harvest the final crop corn and soybean acreage. Elsewhere, sharply colder temperatures spreading across the western portion of the Corn Belt. A band of showers and thunderstorm stretches from Missouri to Michigan, and that will transition over towards freezing rain, sleet, and snow. And again, accumulations could be as much as 6 inches in some areas. That's a look at the growing area weather. I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 518, down a half, last trade down 2 1/4. March, 535 3/4, down a quarter, last trade down 5. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 487, down a quarter, last trade down 5 3/4. March, 508 1/2, up a half, last trade down 5 1/2. May, 514, up 1 1/2, last trade down 5. July, 491 1/2, down a half, last trade down 5 1/4. December corn opened at 368 1/2, down a quarter, last trade down 7 1/2. March, 384 1/4, down a half, last trade down 6 3/4. July, 394, down a half, last trade down 7 1/4. December, the red line variety, 362, down 3/4, last trade down 6 1/2. March, 2008, 367 1/4, unchanged, last trade down 7. January beans opened at 686 1/2, up a quarter, last trade down 7 3/4. March, 699 1/2, unchanged, last trade down 7 1/4. July, 716, down a quarter, last trade down 8 1/4. December soybean meal opened at 195.70, down 10, last trade down 180. December soybean oil opened at 28.70, down 6, last trade down 28. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, it appears by just about every source that I see, a softer opening is in line today. The question I have for you, by the end of the day, will corn and or soybeans break on a settlement basis their short-term uptrend lines?
Well, I guess depends how you define that uptrend line, but I think we could definitely be in for some significant weakness here, Dave. Yesterday was the first day we've seen in a long time where funds were net sellers of pretty much in every grain pit. Like you just described, we had some pretty sharp sell-offs last night. What I understand is kind of started off in China a little after midnight last night, and some people are pointing towards some North Korean bird flu outbreak report or something like that, which who knows? I mean, information on something like that is so sketchy, but suffice it to say it was on very, very heavy volume in the exchange in China. And when they started to break hard, it immediately spilled over to our markets here, so... I think to answer your question, the 9 or 10 day moving average, which is just, you know, an extremely short term average, and usually a market will traverse up and, you know, above it and below it, you know, all the time. these markets have just been so one-sided, it's kind of mind-boggling how we've been absolutely unable to really get any significant closes below those averages. But, yeah, I would think that we will close below it. In the case of corn, beans, that would be 14 lower. That might be a little harder to accomplish. But I would think they could do it in the corn market, which would, you know, if we finish this corn market down 8 or 10 cents or something like that, it would be challenging that.
This wheat market has really been beat up, more of the same today?
I would think so. Interesting little bit of news in the wheat market overnight. It's not significant, but it's as far as numbers go. But Pakistan, which has almost always been considered just a foregone conclusion to be an importer of wheat, they actually announced overnight that they've removed export restrictions and they're now free to export wheat. Apparently, they've got a million and a half metric tons of wheat after a record harvest over there of excess stock. So that could be going on to the market. So it's kind of funny how things can change and stuff kind of come out of the blue like that. Like I said, it's not a big number, but all of a sudden, you know, in a market, if it's changing direction, all of a sudden a lot of, you know, bearish factors that were kind of hidden in the, you know, back camouflage or not being paid any attention to, all of a sudden kind of come front and center.
Thanks, Clayton.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities, you're listening to WILO Urbana.